that came out of the kid itself. Rashi says sheyotzu mimenu biyoyde chaya. When the animal was still alive, it nursed the gave off sinuk, and then they shechted the animal. So how do we know now to cook up the meat with its own milk? Minayin. So I'll tell you on this. First of all, lamata kavuchem avakavuchemah. Oma b'mokum shlo nesa pri im pri v'shchita nesa pri imoim v'shchita. Meaning to say, like two kids, two sons, or the yilata shech the same day. Still nesa pri imoim. You're not allowed to nesa pri imoim v'shchita, but there's nesa rois of yes, but no, you can't shech the kid and the mother the same day. Is so mokum shenesa pri im pri. The vishal, and the place where there's an issa not to cook up bosa b'cholov, is ain't a din, isn't it a svara to say shenesa pri yameim b'vishal? Isn't it a svara for pshuta to say that with its own milk, its own pri should be yos to cook up with the mother, with the kid? So Mar still says Talmud, the pasuk comes teach and says b'cholov imoy. So again, the Mar's question: Olamuli kro, what do we need a pasuk for? We just said, learn how from the Kavach Chaimah. So my answer is, Omer, Rav Achta, Boy Barami, Mishum Dikul, and maybe you could say like this, Sus, Ben Susio, Achi Preda, Yechiach. I tell you, the horse, the son of a horse, the brother of a mule, can teach us. Shasa Pri and Pri, Omuta Pri Yimaim. So in this case, Shasa Pri Yimah Pri, that the pri won the sus with the preda, with the mule is also, it's klayim, umuta pri yamein, but with the mother they're both called susim, they're both min b'mino, it's muta. Smar says no, hosom zeravu de kogorim, toho porad ben susi ache preda yachiach. Over there, the reason why is this a klayim over there is because the zeravav is mixed up. Rashi says hosom zerav kogorim. The Yisur allowed Mishum Pri and Pri. It's not because the two sons. El Mishum Pri im Shema Pri Kolema Mishum Tzad Aviyam Shulcholak. Because one's a sus, so one's a mule, one's a donkey. So therefore, you can't put the two together. That's what makes the Yisur Klayim. But over here, Pray the Yechias Shemut the Pri and Pri the Yosim Pri Yemein. So that's it's the Zerav what causes it. So you can't begin to prove to our case over here without the Yisur Bas of the Cholos. Someone says, "Rather, Elohim ma braid the ravino." Mishum dikulim, because you could say mishum dikulim neimar eved ben shivcha achi mishuchreres yachiach. You have a case in eved, the son of a shivcha, and the brother was freed already. Shosa pri and pri, like the eved is muta with the mishuchreres, or muta pri yamein, but the eved with the shivcha is muta. So Moses says also, Hosom over there, I'll tell you, get Shichru de Kogorim. There it's a special thing, since you're Meshachar the Eved, that's where the Shichru is what made the difference. That's what made the Yisr. And I'll bring you proof. Why the Eved, Ben Meshachreris, Achi Shivchu Yechiach, Shemut Pri and Pri, and Eved, the son of Meshachreris, the brother of a Shivchu, that the Eved and the Shivchu, two parents are muted together, but in the Yosef Pri Yemein, but with the mother with Sosa, since she's a Mechashachreris, see, you can't bring any proofs. So Mar says, Rather, Elom Ravidi Baravin, Mishum Diklumim, because you could say, Klai is Royim Yechiach, I'll bring you proof from Klai is Royim. The what? Shosa Priyim Pri, Omuta Priyim Aim. So Mar says, No, Klum Nesa Priyim Pri, Eli Dayim. The only reason why the pri is lost is only because of the mother. What does that mean to say? Because she planted them together. So achiti v'sori b'kodo. If you have some seeds of barley and seeds of wheat b'kodo in a pot that you did not plant yet, the stam like in a play rasha sheniach b'kavot near stam mishtam holding them there. For lemis, you don't become master. You only become master because you plant them together. So again, you can't bring any proof. Sehelo the Mor says elom ravashi. Mishum diiklum, and you could say like this: Ma le pri and pri. You know why the pri and pri is different? Shekain shnei gufim. They're two different gufim. They're two different bodies. That's why there's nisa bosa b'chol of the kid with his mother's milk. But they're two different gufim. Ma shenkein teyom of a pri yemein. Shekain guf echod that it's one goof to say that the kid owns milk should be yes to cook with his own basar, meshemach yitzchor. Therefore, the next pasuk b'chalav ima teaches yes that it's also to cook up the kid's meat with its own milk. Now, Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, minayin lebasar b'cholov shasa b'achilo. How do I know if you cook up basar b'cholov, it's also to eat it? The Torah only says leisa b'asher, you can't cook it up together. How do I know if you cooked it up though, it's also to eat it? She says, Shinam the pasuk says, Loi toicha kol toeva. Don't eat anything that's disgusting. So we darshan kol shetiyafti lucho. Anything that Hashem says is disgusting, anything you know what to do, is harei yivabat toichol. There's nisa not eat it. So since you're not allowed to cook up together the bus of the cholov, if you do it, you're over this lav of loi toicha kol toeva. Now, v'yein liyela v'yachila, I only know bus of the cholov is also to eat. Tahano minayin, how do we know you can't have any enjoyment from basar b'cholov? Is also lost, you can't even sell it to a guy. So Mara says, Kid Rabbi Avua. The Yom Rabbi Avua and Rabbi Lazo, that komokum shinema lo yoichal. Whenever the Torah says a lotion of lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yitoichlu, you should know echad isser achilo, the echad isser ano b'mashmo. It's mashmo even in isser ano. Ashir porot l'cho akosim, until the Torah says clearly not like that, Kidera Shapur Lachor ben Avela. As the Torah said, by the Yisra Nevela, the Torah says clearly, La Ger ben Nisino, Ulevi Kachovim ben Mechira. That you're allowed to give a Nevela to a Ger for a present, and to a Goy you're allowed to sell it to him. So you see clearly it's Mutab Hano. But otherwise, when the Torah says, La Yerchal, La Seichal, it's an Yisra Hano also. See, the Torah says, La Seichal called Tueva, and Basta Becholib is called the Tueva, therefore it's even also Bahano. Samura says, the Tani went like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yisoich lo kol nevela, you're not allowed to eat a nevela, but rather, La ger asher b'sherecha titinanu, you can give it to a ger in your city. V'yochlan, he could eat it. Oy mochul anochu, Rosh, you can sell to a goy. Now, ein li yelo le ger b'nesin, you can give it to a goy for a present, to a ger for a present. Well, the other kechopim b'mechiri, you gotta sell to a goy. But Kobani, you see clearly, it's muta b'hano. How do I know, though, le ger b'mechiri, if you want to sell to a ger, you're allowed to minayin? Tamalema says, La Gerat Itnenu, Oy Machor, either one you could do. And the same thing, Levi Kechovim Ben Esin, the Minayin, I don't know if you want, you could give it to a present to a guy. Tamalema also, with Ashim both ways, it says, Titnenu, Oy Machor, Lachri. So if you want, you could give it to him a present also. So Nimsa comes out that Echot Ger, Viech Levi Kechovim, whether you get to a Ger or to a guy, you should know really, Bein Ben Mechir, Bein Ben Esinna. You have the choice. Either one you do is okay. Give Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Dvarim kichsovim. The Torah means exactly what it said. That leger ben esin, you could only give it to a present to a ger, not to a guy. But to a guy, you would have to sell it. You can't give it to him for a present. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Yisakadah, if you can think. Could Yom Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir said, that either way is good? If so, Lichter Rachman, let the Torah write, Lo yisoich lo kol nevelo, La ger asher b'sherecha titnenu v'yochlo u'mochor, Oy lomeli, why does the Pasuk say the word Oy in between? Shoshana says straight, give it and sell it. Shema Amina, since it says the word Oy in between, that L'dvorim kichsovim u'diyoso, the Pasuk means exactly what it's saying, that L'ger b'nesina, you're allowed to give it to a ger for a present. Well, if you want to give it to a guy, you're in the Vela, but Mechiri, you would have got to sell it to him. That's the Pshan of Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Meir, what does he say? Omelech or Meir says like this. Hi, oi. You know why the Torah says the word oi? Is lahaktim nesina leger le Mechiri lechavim. That if you have a choice, you're better off giving it to a ger for a present than selling it to a guy. But really, any way you want, you have a right to do it. It's just as a preference to give it to a ger first. Rabbi Yehuda, lahaktim nesina deger lemechilah rechovim leisar kriyot. You don't need a pasuk for that. Svaru, it's a svaru. Zehatem etzuvelach yosai. By a ger, you have a chiyot to keep him alive. So pshiti, you should give it to him first. Vezu to a guy, iatem etzuvelach yosai. There's no mitzvah to keep him alive. Therefore, pshiti, you should give it to the ger first before you sell it to the guy. Certain places there is the kasha for what kind of svaru is this though? To give it away for present and you'd rather sell it, why would I think that in Svara? In Svara, I'd rather sell it. I want to make money. It's my money. I want to make money for it. Why would I say in Svara, I'm supposed to give it away to a ger for a present rather than selling it to a goy. If I have a choice, why can't I sell it to a goy? I'm losing out money. And Tony's one says about selling in a veil, it's not worth that much anyway. To mail that much money you get from a ger, from a goy, you don't get that much money. Meida gisa, the present you give to a ger, he's allowed to eat it. It's a ger of teshev over here. He wasn't his guy yet. He's only mekabel sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. So he's allowed to eat the nevela. So to him, it's a tremendous hanot to give him a nevela. He's allowed to eat it. Therefore, the difference of selling it to a goy, which is not that much money, and giving it to the ger, which is a tremendous present, it's a svara that you should give it to the ger first, rather than selling it to the goy. So according to Abuja, though, the maestro is an issa to give it to a goy for a present. Latoy speaks out, because now we give a matnas chinim, we can't give a free present to a goy. So our component, that's how we know here that Bosa B'cholav is also both Ba'achila and Ba'ano. When the Pasuk says, Lo Teucha Kol Teueva, so Teucha means you can't eat it, and Bosa B'cholav is called the Teueva, and from Rav Avuha's Halacha, that Lo Teucha means Echad Isra Achila V'yechad Isra Ano, per Mashma, both are Mashma, both are Rasa. Now the Gemara says, Simin, Shabbos, Chorish, Akleis Roy, Moisiv, Yisbunosh, Vachgan. So as Ella Meyatir, so, Maise Shabbos Lissasor, once you dash in this pasuk of Lo Teuchlo, Kol Nev, Kol, Lo Teuchlo,